Welcome to Lesson 21, The Power of Clarity. Before we jump in, I've got an experiment for you. Now remember, everything is an opportunity for awareness. So here are the rules of this experiment. I'm going to start a timer. You have 30 seconds to change something about your appearance. Now I realize I can't see what you're doing, so for the sake of the exercise, please just participate fully. Okay? Ready? Go. Time's almost up. And stop. Okay, now, this time, you have 10 seconds. Ready? Go. Okay, now we're gonna do this again. You have 5 seconds. Go. Okay, stop. All right, last time, you have 2 seconds. Go. All right, stop. Okay, so let's break down this experiment. If you're not already familiar with this exercise, this is an introduction to what Ken Blanchard calls the 7 dynamics of change. According to Blanchard, they help illustrate how you typically respond to new ideas and processes. And I've waited until we're almost to the halfway point of this program because I wanted you to get some fundamentals under your feet before we started talking about all of the changes that come as you grow your business. Now, according to Blanchard, the number one dynamic of change, the first dynamic of change, is that people will feel awkward, ill at ease, and/or self-conscious. Change causes discomfort for most people, typically because you're doing something different from your norm. Blanchard believes that if you're not feeling awkward, you may not actually be doing anything that's really different for you. So think back when I asked you to change your appearance. What physical and emotional sensations came up for you? Did it feel too easy? Were you paralyzed? What about the second or third time? Did you keep doing different things, more creative or daring things? Did you just alternate back and forth between regular and the one change that you made the first time? I never said what you had to change or how many times the change had to be different. I just said, make a change. So what assumptions were you making when I asked you to change your appearance? Think about how those assumptions might be showing up in other things you're trying to do that are new or different. The second dynamic of change is that you'll initially focus on what you have to give up. Blanchard says that it's human nature for our first reaction to a suggested change to be a sense of loss, of having to give up something in order to make the change happen. Was your first appearance change taking something away? Maybe taking off your glasses or undoing a button or removing a shoe. Blanchard says that this is a normal reaction, and however silly it might seem in the moment, you need to give yourself time to grieve the loss, whatever the loss is, in whatever way works for you. Maybe talking or journaling about it or some other way of processing the grief, even if the grief is teeny tiny, okay? However minor that grief might be, you need time, some length of time, to be able to process that sense of loss, even if you're not really even losing anything, okay? So anytime you're making changes, processing gives you a sense of completion. It helps you move forward. Give yourself time to recognize what it might mean in terms of loss for yourself to make this change, and then be willing to move through that discomfort and grief toward your dreams. And each one of us processes at a different speed. So give yourself the time you need to do the work that you need to do in order to be prepared to make the change. Now, the third dynamic of change is the sense of feeling alone, even when other people are going through the same thing. This sense of why me is common, even when there are plenty of other people doing the same exercise. I've done this exercise in a room with lots of people and led this exercise virtually as I am with you now. Thousands, if not millions of people have gone through this exercise over the years as other coaches have led it as well. This is not a revolutionary new exercise. It's been around for decades and used by many coaches. In order to get over this energy of why me and I'm all alone in this and nobody else is going through what I'm going through, it means you have to ask for support and encouragement, especially when you're doing new things. That's one of the reasons I developed A Club. Having a safe place to get accountability and support as you're growing through things makes a huge difference. Being in community with other people going through similar issues helps you remember that you're not alone. It also gives you a touch point to be able to reach out and commiserate when things aren't going so great and celebrate when things are going well. Now, the fourth dynamic of change is that people can only handle so much change at one time. And I bet that at some point in all of that appearance changing we were doing, you were like, okay, all right, enough already. When is this gonna stop? If not, we probably just hadn't hit your threshold for change yet. Depending on how significant the change is, or how much effort and resources it takes to make the change, or how much emotional pressure you have with peers watching or being able to do it on your own, each one of us has a capacity, a limit, where we freeze up and we feel overwhelmed. Now, sometimes it's worse than overwhelm, and it can lead to other disempowering feelings and actions. That's why I like to focus on ROR. What's your return on resources for a particular task or activity? Trying to get the most out of the capacity that you have and having a plan to maximize your capacity is a helpful way to navigate change when you've reached your limit. Not only does it help you feel more accomplished because you can look back and say, I did all I could do and I know that that was my limit, you actually then begin to build confidence in the direction that you want to head. Instead of just chucking it all and going, I can't complete it anyway, so why bother trying? You say, well, here's what I can do, and I'm gonna do this much, and I'm gonna celebrate the heck out of that, and then see where I'm at. Think about that the next time you need to make some big changes. Where are the small things that you can change first? The small wins that you can make early on that help build your confidence. That's where you wanna start. The fifth dynamic of change is the corollary to number four, and that is each of us is at a different readiness level for change. If you didn't jump right in making changes to your appearance, if you were slow to even participate in this activity, you're not alone. If you didn't change anything, you're also not alone. Some of us are ready to make changes, while others of us are very resistant. And you may be ready for change in one area and not another. And sometimes trauma informs how we respond to changes. If you've had a very traumatic experience related to the change that has to happen in your life, it can be very difficult to get yourself to the point where you're ready to make that change or start taking steps to make that change. That's a great time to get help and support. Okay? Recognize that your readiness is what it is and create an environment for yourself that helps you to get ready and then maintain your capacity. And if you have to take breaks, you take breaks. Okay. The good news is this is your business and you get to build it in a way that supports you, who you are and how you best show up in the world. You're not in corporate America where you are required to show up X number of days and put in X number of hours all the time every day or you don't get paid. You have way more control as a creative entrepreneur. The sixth dynamic of change is that you might be concerned about having enough resources. Time, energy, money, effort, attention, these are all resources that matter to what you're about in the world. If you're worried that you don't have enough resources to make a change or complete a task or even start it, then chances are good that you won't. That's why it's even more important to create an environment to support you in making whatever the changes are that you need to make. Ask yourself, am I really short on resources? What are the resources I really need? And do I have them? Because sometimes it's just a fear instead of a reality. And then finally, the seventh dynamic of change is that when you take the pressure off, people revert to their old behavior. Now, this is a tricky one. If during my explanation of these dynamics, you started putting your appearance back to the way it was before we started this exercise, then you have a very visceral experience of what I'm talking about. You've just gone back to the old way of being, the old way of appearing, instead of staying in the changes that I asked you to make. It's easy and natural for us to revert to our old patterns and habits and go back to what is comfortable because it's uncomfortable being in unfamiliar territory for most of us. Lasting change, according to Blanchard, needs to be self-perpetuating. And that means you can't go back to the old patterns and habits. You have to set yourself up to succeed in the new environment of change. And that's why coaches exist. And accountability partners to help remind you of what you said was important, to hold a light up to the direction that you want to go, and then to encourage you to keep going with the changes that you're making that are getting you the results that you want. It is not always easy. Sometimes it is downright hard. And in my experience, it's always very much worth it as well. That's why awareness without judgment is so important. That's why I talk about everything is an opportunity to practice awareness. When you really see the patterns and habits, you can't unsee them. You must make a decision. Do I keep doing this even though I've seen that it's not helpful? Or do I commit to doing something differently? This is the first concept of the four C's, clarity. Awareness brings clarity. With that clarity, you can begin to build confidence, which feeds your courage. We'll talk about the other C's in future lessons, but for now, realize that everything begins with clarity. You don't know what you don't know. It's like walking around in a fog. You can see what's in proximity to you, but what's beyond the clouds isn't visible. You may have heard about them. You may even think you know them, but it's not until the fog rolls away that you can really see what's going on. Clarity comes from knowing your context, knowing what's in your environment that's contributing to your situation, either for the good or the disempowering. And a lot of times, we're completely ignorant of what's impacting our success simply because we're swimming in it all the time. We think it's normal because it's been part of our reality for so long that we don't know any different. In my first marriage, my husband had set up a series of constraints around my life that kept me at home most of the time, raising kids and with limited mobility. I got used to it for the most part, and I did my best to build my business and my life around the constraints that he had set up. When I divorced him and all those constraints were removed, I still operated within them for a while, and I rarely did any of the things that I once enjoyed before I met him. When it dawned on me that I had the freedom to choose differently, see, even I am constantly learning, constantly developing awarenesses. But when it finally dawned on me, you know, you mean I can get in my car and just go somewhere for the fun of it? I don't need a reason to go anywhere. I don't need to tell anyone where I'm going or what I'm doing. I had been living in a prison for more than 10 years. And once I was out, I didn't know what to do with myself. It took time for me to see it. But once I did, I couldn't unsee it. I had to make new choices if I wanted to let go of that old story, and I did. So I chose to move 800 miles away where I couldn't be influenced by him or his circle of influence. I remodeled my business to work for the new way that I was living. I built the Creative Freedom Incubator from the ground up to work in harmony with the way I wanted to be working instead of the way I had been told I could work when I was married. And it was a learning curve for me, but it was one that gave me a new sense of empowerment and a feeling of success that I also can't unsee. It led me to create the entire Creative Freedom brand and the business that supports it. This is part of my why, one that is rooted in a clarity of awareness around who I am, how I best work in the world, and what really matters to me. It's what I teach all my clients. Everything comes out of clarity. So how do we get that awareness? How do we start to see the difference between a one-time action and a pattern of habits and behaviors that are slowing us down? Tracking your awarenesses can be a great place to start, whether that's documenting your ahas in a journal, or working with a coach who can help you see those patterns, or even just using a checklist to remind you whenever you behave a certain way, developing your awareness without judgment. And I can't stress that enough, without judgment, it's key. When you can see what's going on and drop the judgment about it, all the guilt, the shame, the blame, it all dissolves. And then you can make healthier, more empowering decisions and create a life you love and a business that supports that life instead of pulling you away from that life. It is not always easy and it's worth it. That's the power of clarity. So your assignment is to pay attention and remember that everything is an opportunity to practice awareness. I've been saying that from the beginning, and this is the lesson that drives it home. Notice where you're sleepwalking through your life or your work, where you're mailing it in, so to speak. Notice the emotions and the physical sensations that you're having. Do they happen every time you're in a situation like that? Because your body has its own knowledge if you're paying attention. For now, it's enough to just notice things. But eventually you're going to start spotting patterns and you'll want to do something. So go ahead and do something. But don't put a whole lot of pressure on that change. Experiment, test, try something new and see what happens. If it moves you in the direction you want to go, make a note of it and keep trying, practicing, doing something different. You have the power within you to make great changes happen if you start from a place of clarity. In our next lesson, I'm going to help you solve the problem of how to afford to hire help when it's time. And I will see you there.